Back at it, the quarantine bandit. I'm back. In my pool table room, gonna shoot some pool later on. You know what I'm saying? Gonna, you know, probably play some music and all that. But I wanna talk to y'all about something. I wanna talk about manhood for a minute. I met up with some friends today, and we were just talking about manhood. We were talking about war. And men typically will put themselves on the line, put themselves at risk for the greater good. They'll protect women and children, and they will forge ahead. And it seems to me that a lot of these guys today, they're weak. They're emotional. They think everything's supposed to come from the heart. They think everything is about feelings and how you feel. And that don't build. That don't build anything. You got to understand that real men that have manhood, they go out and take the risk. See, women don't need to be going out taking risks. When women go out and they get into business and they want to get their master's degree and they want to get their bachelor's degree and the social associate's degree and all that do is put age on her. It puts a lot of pressure on her. An ambitious woman that want to compete with men, that put a lot of pressure on her. But yet and still, they feel like because they'll make some money, that's going to make them a virtue. But it won't. It won't make them a virtue. It will make them age faster. It will make them old. They won't be docile. They won't be gentle. They won't be sweet, and they won't be smiley. They will be the kind of women that are stern, hardcore, argumentative, combative, get you told, all that. That's what you'll be dealing with. And you'll get that, I don't need a man. And by the time they decide that they need a man, or they realize that they do need a man, it's too late. Because you have a batch of women coming out every year. You got women going into the market every year. Young, fine, beautiful women. And you have to understand, you have to be able to compete. And women need to understand that your money and what you think that you bring to the table, that you think that make you a virtuous woman, it won't work. Now, I don't have to get up here and be articulate, because I always say in my videos, I'm not articulate. I'm not a professor. I don't have degrees on the wall. But I do know common sense. A man want to feel like a man. He want to know that he's the man. And when you take that from him, it won't last. So with this coronavirus, men shouldn't be balled up in the house. Men shouldn't be given a stay-at-home order. Men should take charge. And if you're sick and you're a man, other men should understand that, hey, you quarantine. We're not sick. We're going to go out there and we're going to keep business going. We're going to keep business going because that's what men do. At war, when you're trying to take the hill, You don't retreat because five men have died trying to take the hill. Five more are supposed to replace you, and you understand that you as a man are supposed to take that risk for the greater good, for your children, for your offspring. That's supposed to be understood as a young boy, that your life is about risk and sacrifice. As a man, you're supposed to know this at an early age, so therefore you won't be afraid. You would know how to look fear right in his eyes and understand, hey, fear, I'm here. I'm supposed to be here. I've been groomed for you. I'm not meant to be here forever, but I know why I was born. And I know I will have to face you one day. I knew this day would come, and I'm ready, fear. And I'm unafraid. If you really love the people in your life you say you love, then you will face fear, you will be unafraid, and you will do what you have to do as a man. And what's going on today in society, you don't have male leadership in the black community, because every other group of people have male power, male leadership. They're looked to provide, to secure, to fix things, to fix problems. Men shouldn't be worrying about what a woman is thinking when it's time to go out into the world and battle. There's too many men agreeing with women and this leftist ideal that you are the same. You are not the same. You are a man. You're special as a man. You're not women. So understand what I'm saying to you when I tell you. Be a man at all times. Be direct. Be focused. Build. Men, get out of these feelings and this thing about your truth. I'm telling my truth. Men don't talk like that. Men are talking like women today. I'm telling my truth. What you mean your truth? The truth is the truth. Men have begun to talk like women. And what I mean by men, I mean black men. Because other races of men, they don't have the kind of problems that we have in our community. They have problems, but I'm not going to focus on their problems, because guess what? They have male leadership. They know how to get their woman in line. And they know when to shut up. They know when to be quiet. They know when to back off. Other races of women, they raise hell. They give their men a hard time, but they know when to back off. For some reason, our women don't. They got this attitude that they believe that they deserve the best of everything without doing what it takes to be that person that's going to be submissive, respectful, and understand that she represents you. So I'm going to tell you something. Be a man. Be a man, because when men fall away from manhood, the government will control us. Your local government, everybody around you will control you. When you don't stand for something, you're going to be taken over. And they do it through the woman, because she is made to follow You are a leader as a man. You understand? Now, this is the Quarantine Bandit. Mr. Dion signing off. Y'all be safe out there.